Good afternoon. I hope you're doing well. Yesterday, in this slot, we discussed the prohibition of walking in front of someone who is davening. The Gemara says that within Dalet Amos, approximately 6 feet, a person should not walk past by someone who's in the middle of their Shmona Esrei. And we said there's two reasons given in the Mefarshim to explain why that's prohibited. The Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, it's mevatel v'kavana. It detracts from a person's kavana. It disrupts a person's concentration. The Chai Adam suggests that a person's Dalet Amos, the Shechina is there. The presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there when a person is praying. So to interrupt that, to walk in that presence is not proper. And we spent some time discussing how that relates to a child who's davening. Is there a prohibition to walk in front of a child who's davening? And we discussed different opinions yesterday. Today, I'd like to address a fascinating discussion, which is if a person walks in front of a Gentile, a non-Jew who's praying, is that allowed? Do we say a Gentile's tefillah? That's not really tefillah. He might be talking to a God, maybe even the same God as we are, but it's not really a mitzvah of tefillah, so maybe it should be no problem. Or maybe that also is called a tefillah. While it's uncommon for this to happen, it's not out of the realm of possibility. A person's davening a chapel in a hospital or airport might have an interfaith space without getting into the permissibility of praying in those spaces. It can happen. A person has colleagues at work. There's a space where people can be, can pray. Is it permitted to walk in front of a non-Jew who's praying? Mefarshim quote the Maharal Diskin, who lived in Yerushalayim. He made Aliyah to Yerushalayim. It was said that the Maharal Diskin, when he was in the presence of a non-Jew, davening an Arab, praying in Yerushalayim, near HaKodesh, he would be makbid. Be careful not to walk in front of that Arab davening. And many question, debate, discuss, offer different suggestions to explain why is that so. They're surprised. They're rather shocked that the Maharal Diskin had that kepeda, that sensitivity. Was it a halachic sensitivity? Maybe it was just midos, ben adam a non-Jew is also a person, obviously, and he's praying. Why interrupt him? It's not halacha of the Isser to walk down Amos. It's just it's sensitivity. It's being a good person. It's being thoughtful, considerate, sensitive. Maybe. I would like to suggest maybe it's rooted in halacha. Moshe Feinstein was asked in 1963, I believe, by Rav Shalom Rifkin, who's the chief rabbi of St. Louis. I do not believe related to Rabbi and Rebecca Rifkin. Rav Moshe was asked, if a non-Jew davens, is that davening a mitzvah? Does he have a mitzvah of tefillah? That was the question Rav Moshe asked. And Rav Moshe says, it's not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. We know a b'nei Noach, a non-Jew has seven mitzvahs. Tefillah is not one of the seven. But says Rav Moshe, that a non-Jew who fulfills another mitzvah is mekayim the mitzvah. Not only that, he proves from a Rambam, the Rambam is pretty explicit in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, that other than Shabbos and Limud HaTorah, which a non-Jew cannot, is prohibited from engaging in, with the exception of those two mitzvahs, a non-Jew does a mitzvah not to establish his own religion or to be part of the Jewish people, but if he does a mitzvah voluntarily, he fulfills the mitzvah, and the Radvaz and the Rambam writes that he even gets a schar, a reward for the mitzvah. It's an eno mitzvah v'yosa, not commanded, but he does, and he gets a schar. A non-Jew can do any mitzvah. It says the Rambam, a non-Jew who performs a mitzvah of tefillah gets a mitzvah, gets a schar, he's rewarded for the mitzvah. Rav Moshe says, not only that, but if a non-Jew is praying because there's someone unhealthy and needs refuah shleima, if a non-Jew is praying because he's struggling financially, if a non-Jew is praying because there's a great need for something, says Rav Moshe, that not only does he fulfill a mitzvah, his words are kichiyuv mamish. It's like an obligation. It's not a real obligation. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs playing off, but it's kichiyuv mamish. It's like, it's almost on the level of an obligation. Why? Says Rav Moshe, tefillah, when a person's in a moment of need, is a fulfillment of emunah. And even though the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach does not include emunah, it's clear that an non-Jew has to believe. He can't do Avodah Zarah. He has to believe in God. the greatest, or not the greatest, but of the greatest ways to express our emunah, our belief, our trust in Hashem, is to ask Him for things when we're in need. A person doesn't ask someone something unless they believe Shalom with a full heart. They're fully convicted that that person can give them what they're asking for, otherwise they wouldn't ask. So we have emunah on Hashem, we ask for things. So a non-Jew, when he's in need, this crisis, he needs help from above, he asks God for the help, it's ki'chiyuv mamash, it's almost like a real obligation. So I would like to suggest, maybe, that's where the Maharal Diskin's coming from. It wasn't just a sensitivity, midos, being a mensch, even to a non-Jew. That's true, and that's important. But maybe a non-Jew's tefillah is a mitzvah, maybe even ki'chiyuv mamash. Perhaps, that's why the Maharal Diskin was careful not to interrupt the prayer of a non-Jew, because the prayer of a non-Jew also has a level of a mitzvah, of schar, maybe even a chiyav. Rav Moshe says, the pasuk says, ki besi beis tefila yikare l'chol ha'amim. My house, the Beis HaMikdash, is a beis tefila, is a house of prayer, l'chol ha'amim. What's l'chol ha'amim? All the nations. Rashi says, even non-Jews. God is praising the Beis HaMikdash. That's a makom tefillah for everyone. Clearly, there's a mitzvah. Clearly, it's a shavach. It's something nice. It's something special. It's unique. It's praiseworthy for a non-Jew, for a Gentile, to pray. And if that prayer, says Rav Moshe, is a real prayer, which he says it is, and I'm suggesting maybe that would explain why the Maharal Diskin would bedavko specifically not pass in front of a non-Jew who was praying. Perhaps I saw in the Sefer She'elas Rav, which are questions and answers to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he was asked, is there an Isser to walk in front of a non-Jew davening? And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky writes, or says, that Mistama hu mechavein l'shituf. Odds are his intent is not just for God, it's God and someone else. And then, that's Avodah Zarah. There's a big debate in the Rishonim whether a non-Jew is prohibited in Shituf to even God and someone else. Certainly a Jew can't believe that. Is a non-Jew obligated to believe only in the sole power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yichud Hashem. It's a discussion that the Tosafot in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik and others discuss and debate this issue. But Rabbi Chaim says that there's a good chance his odds are not just to God, so that maybe there wouldn't be an Isser. It sounds that if his Kavana would be purely for God, then there would be an Isser. Again, with the Maharal Diskin, maybe working with this Rav Moshe Feinstein. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening.